In non-COVID related science news, one of the biggest news stories this week is the confirmation of the mass of an exoplanet called Proxima b. Proxima b orbits the Proxima Centauri star, which is the closest star to us. It's 4.2 light years away. Proxima Centauri is called so because it's the closest star of the Centaurus constellation, which also includes other stars such as Alpha Centauri, Beta Centauri and Omega Centauri, for example. Proxima b is also exciting because in terms of just exoplanets, it is the closest exoplanet to our Earth, and this facilitates better observation and studying of the planet. We now know that Proxima b is 1.17 times the mass of Earth, and it orbits its star in just 11.2 days. This planet was discovered in 2016. And back then, we thought that the mass of the planet was 1.3 times the mass of the Earth, but now we know that it's 1.17 times. So not a lot of difference, but an extreme amount of precision in our calculation. Proxima Centauri b, or Proxima b as the planet is called, also goes around its host star Proxima Centauri in just about 11.2 days. So its orbit is that close to its host star. The mass of this planet was calculated by using a method called radial velocity method. What this means is that by calculating the amount of gravitational pull exerted by a planet on its host star and then seeing how much the star wobbles as a result, we can calculate the planet's mass. Whenever a planet orbits a star, what is actually happening is that both the star and the planet are pulling each other. The planet and the star are orbiting around a common point in space called the barycenter. For the Earth and the Sun, the barycenter is inside the Sun's body, but for a system like Sun and Jupiter, the barycenter lies just outside the Sun. So if you were on an alien planet and were observing the Sun-Jupiter system, you'd see that Jupiter goes around, and as it goes around the Sun also wobbles a little bit in sync with the orbit of Jupiter. So using that little bit of wobble, Jupiter's mass can be calculated by measuring how the Sun moves, knowing the Sun's mass. This is one way to detect exoplanets, the radial velocity method, where astronomers observe bright stars, they notice a wobble in the star, and then they search for planets orbiting it. There are multiple other methods of detecting exoplanets as well. Exoplanets are extrasolar planets, so they're outside the solar system. One common way is using the transit method. What this means is that we observe a star which is very bright, and then we observe the brightness for a while, and when a planet goes across the star, in between us and the star, the luminosity or the brightness of the star dims just a little. We can track how frequently this dimming happens and how strong the dimming is, and then we can calculate the size of the planet that is moving in front of the star and blocking the starlight. This calculates the planet's size, not mass. There are many other newer methods that are coming up as well, including micro lensing and so on, but we're not going to go into that in this video. Now, Proxima b, this planet, is very Earth-like because it is similar both in size and mass, and thus likely surface gravity as well, to Earth. The planet could potentially harbor liquid water. One of the most important signs we look for when we're searching for habitability is finding liquid water. But the planet goes around its star in just 11.2 days, so it's physically very close to its star. If it's that close, how could it possibly harbor liquid water? The answer lies in the kind of star that Proxima Centauri is. Red dwarfs are the coolest and the smallest kind of stars that are still converting hydrogen to helium by fusion, like our Sun is doing. Red dwarfs are the most common type of star found in the Milky Way galaxy as well. So Proxima Centauri's surface temperature is just over 2000 degrees Celsius, which is a lot lesser than our Sun's temperature. It is actually less than half the Sun's temperature. It's about the temperature of the Earth's mantle, so it's relatively cool. But the fact that Proxima Centauri b could harbor liquid water does not mean that it is instantaneously declared habitable. Red dwarfs give out a lot less visible light, but a lot of X-rays. So the planet Proxima b that is orbiting so close to a red dwarf would actually be frying with X-rays unless there is an atmosphere that can protect the surface. And then we have a number of other questions. If there is an atmosphere, does it have oxygen? If it does, how long has it had it? There are several such questions that need to be answered before we decide if a planet is habitable or not. As we build more sophisticated equipment, including spectrometers and telescopes, we will know more. Proxima Centauri could also have another planet called Proxima c. It is a candidate planet for now. It has not yet been confirmed. Proxima c is called so because it was discovered after Proxima b was discovered. How exoplanetary systems are named is that the stars are given one name first, and this is by default the A. So the Proxima Centauri star is technically Proxima Centauri A. And the first planet to be discovered orbiting the star will be Proxima Centauri b or Proxima b. The next planet to be discovered would be Proxima c, and the one after that Proxima d. The planets don't need to be in the same order from the host star as b, c, d. They are just alphabetized serially in the order of discovery. So hypothetically, if we discover a planet that's even closer to Proxima Centauri the star than Proxima b is, after this, it would be called Proxima d. Interestingly, Proxima Centauri, the star itself, is a part of a triple star system. This star orbits the Alpha Centauri star, which in itself is a binary star system made up of Alpha Centauri A and Alpha Centauri B. So they're called Alpha Centauri AB system, and Proxima Centauri is technically Alpha Centauri C. Proxima Centauri, the star, and Proxima b, the planet, are about 4.2 light years from us. Even though it is the closest planet to us, that is still a fair distance away. Could we travel to this planet? Maybe one day in the far future. But with the current technology that we have, we will be traveling for thousands of years and through thousands of generations before humans can catch a glimpse of the planet directly. Hopefully, within the next 50 to 100 years, technology might reduce that time of travel to maybe less than 100 years. We're not sure yet. Meanwhile, telescopes built on Earth and launched into orbit around the Earth are getting ever more powerful. So hopefully within the next 10 to 20 years, we would know a lot more about these planets, including Proxima b. So we'll be able to plan better which ones to observe and which ones our future generations would eventually explore. This is Sandhya Ramesh from Bengaluru for The Print. If you like our journalism and our science coverage, please do contribute to us so that we can make it even better for you. You can find a link for contributing right at the top of our website, or you may do so at theprint.in/contribute.